right, welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Usually I have only bad news, and we do have some, although we have some good news, including victories against the establishment in the culture war. And one government actually stopped the World Economic Forum coup and had an honest election. We're going to go through all of that and much more, including the blackification Afrocentrism in history, rewriting history in order to make Cleopatra and everything else seem like it was black. We have also a victory over a couple of different companies I mentioned, and World War III buildup. All of that is coming, and much more. Updates on Fox News and the bank runs, the bank failures. Second largest bank in U.S. history has now failed. We have just brain ships. We have Ireland has set new laws in place to outlaw anything offensive, hate speech laws, like DeSantis in Florida. I mean, there's a lot we're going to discuss in this video, so stay tuned right after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go. And remember, we could not do this work. We would not be here if it was not for these sponsors. Please support them. Here we go.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know it to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream, Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
After they fired anti-9/11 truther, Kabbalah student, and friend of Hunter Biden, Tucker Carlson, Fox News' ratings are collapsing, just like the rest of fake news. I know I often, as a watchman on the wall, warn people of the bad things that are happening, and sometimes I don't focus enough on the good, but we are having victories, folks. Fox News collapsing is just one example. Bed Bath & Beyond just went bankrupt. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes. People are waking up and pulling out of Babylon, and Babylon is starting to crumble. Here's another victory for you. Vice, the far-left radical hit piece organization that likes to come after me and other people like me who tell the truth with lies and smears and gotcha questions. They spent a whole 24 hours at my home once in the course of 2 or 3 days interviewing us and just trying to set us up with gotcha questions. It was kind of fun, actually, to challenge myself to go through that. And I did very well. They had nothing to use against me. Their piece was a flop. But because they've wasted so much money going after people like me, attacking us for telling the truth, which was their job to do in the first place as so-called journalists, they have now found themselves bankrupt. Just like the equally far-left BuzzFeed News. Bankrupt. This man was entrusted with the care of a child and proceeded to rape that child repeatedly for a year. And then, during his sentencing, he said that he was a girl, and now he will be sent to a woman's prison for life, where he will have the opportunity to abuse more women. But if you talk about things like this in Ireland, you will go to prison for a long time. The second largest U.S. bank failure in history has happened. First Republic Bank, as I warned, has now been seized by the FDIC and sold to J.P. Morgan. The bank consolidation phase is here. In Paraguay, stealing the election failed. The coup was stopped. The World Economic Forum preferred candidate did not get elected by a sweeping majority, Paraguay has triumphed. This will be the first of many nations to do so as the world begins to rise up and shirk off the New World Order. In my birth state of North Carolina, a wonderful place with great southern people that has been invaded by multiculturalism and the clergy plan, we now see the results. North Carolina's leading hospitals are actually involved in transgender programming and programs for ages 2 and 3 and up. And now, more hatred against Whitey. A pregnant North Carolina woman, 25 years old, got out of her car to go in a store and was shot by a gang member 7 times, losing her baby. Of course, somehow surviving. Here's more good news. According to the Associated Press's own poll, less than half of the country trust them or any other media and blame the press for dividing the nation. Although, that's not true. The press are really just puppets for this. They're working for the Jews, and that's who's behind it. And if you don't believe me, go look up who owns all of the media on both sides. Good example, when the bank runs were happening, suddenly there's a never-ending Trump arrest, and the conservative side won't shut up about it, even though it didn't happen. So it's just another example of how they deceive you, how they control your attention and divert it away from real issues. And I'm talking all of them. I'm talking about the Breitbarts of the world, the rebel medias of the world, the Laura Loomers of the world as well. All of those folks will never call out Israel. The Khazarian Edomite Nephilim demons are the lowest common denominator connecting all conspiracies and all organized evil in our world today. May sound a little crazy until you realize I have put together a 200-plus-hour documentary series proving it. People don't want to go look at the evidence. They just want to say that sounds crazy or offensive. Well, I'm going to say it while it's still legal because it's the truth, and you need to know it. And none of them want to accept my open debate challenge, either. Where are the public figures who think I'm crazy that want to call me out? They won't debate me. Voltaire once famously said, "If you want to know who rules you, find out who you are not allowed to criticize." Well, the people who have the power to make the most conservative governor in the U.S. fly to their home and sign a law that says U.S. citizens are not allowed to offend them, that might be a clue. Okay, so unlike most plugs, I'm not even going to talk about amazing products like Sleepy Joe today. I mean, one of my favorite from Red Pill Living. I'm not going to talk about these. I'm just going to be blunt, and we're going to have a moment of straight real talk. You guys know how this business model works. I've been on here since 2017, formerly on YouTube, rich and famous, you know, telling the truth, and I've lost everything for it. I used to have numerous businesses. I used to have other forms of income. I used to be able to do this as a hobby, and then it turned into kind of a full-time passion. But our ability to do this is dependent on my ability to feed my family, and that has been severely constrained. I mean, we're going bankrupt quickly because of censorship, because of the attacks against my family, my businesses. Everything has been shut down. Our accounts have been banned. We've had at least $100,000 of expense just tied up in trying to sidestep these things. For example, when they banned some of our websites like Magazon, a competitor for Amazon, we had to shut it down. When they banned redpillliving.com, we had to rebuild the whole website in a weekend. We lost tons and tons and tons of money because of the attacks. And it's not about money. It's about trying to get the information out there. But I do have to feed my family. So this is the way this business model works. I'm down to basically relying on you and God in order to provide for us because they have taken everything else from me. Again, I was a wealthy man. I was a wealthy man twice in my life. In fact, I lost it once and got it again before I was even 35 years old. It's not about money. And if I wanted to go make money, I'd go do other things than this. But I do want to do this, and I want to eat while I'm doing this, and I want to be able to feed my family, and I'm not asking for much. Basically, this business model works off donations, and it works off of you shopping Patriot with the last two companies that I still have, which is redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. The bookstore is shutting down. It's going out of business. You can still pick up some books at a huge discount, almost half off at thegreatawakeningbooks.com, but it's gone, folks. It's gone. And pretty soon this show may be gone as well. I may have to do something else in order to focus on my family and surviving rather than sharing what's happening. And I hate to do that. There's so much information that I have that no one else has, and I'm trying to get it out there. I'm trying to wake people up, but we're out of time. We're out of time, and I'm so, so tired. So please, if you want to support us, then do so. You can go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate, or you can go to Shop Patriot with our websites, redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. Amazing health and wellness products, amazing gourmet and organic coffees, stuff that everyone's still buying and shopping for, even during these hard times. But it also supports us, and you can trust us as well. We're not slipping in any bad ingredients or junk food. These are all high-quality holistics. And there's my cue to go, that's Hachi. So back to our program that we know of, made from human poop for humans to eat. And if you're feeling particularly sinful and disgusting, you can go to McDonald's, maybe get one of those baby meat burgers and maybe some fries or, I don't know, eat some bugs on the side and eat your poop pill for dessert. Because in America and in the New World Order, eating poop and babies and bugs is normal. Of course, not only is cannibalism being promoted by like Drew Barrymore and others on TV now in major TV shows, go look up the Santa Clarita Diet, ugh, on Netflix. But of course, McDonald's keeps getting caught with that baby meat in it, and little baby teeth. World War III, right on schedule, as predicted by the Freemasons, and God's prophecy, if you really look into it. We're now seeing the nations of the world prepare for war. Over Taiwan, over Ukraine, over America, over money, over something, but they're all getting ready. And many have already begun to roll out some form of the draft, some form of forced conscription. The U.S. is already, as I reported in the last episode, reinterpreting military contracts to extend them another 3 years into World War III. Despite all the talk of patriots in control, it seems more like the people in power continually ignore the patriots or target them, put them in jail for long and lengthy sentences. And George Soros and his son and others like him have complete and unfettered access to our White House and can change our laws on a whim, like we just saw in Florida with DeSantis, of all people, passing Israel's new anti-offense hate speech law into Floridian law, affecting our First Amendment rights. So I have a question for you, and hopefully you'll have this same question for others. If patriots are in control, and you believe that, can you name one? Recently, Netflix came out with a Black Cleopatra movie, which of course is nonsense, as everyone knows. Cleopatra was not black, and the country of Egypt is pushing back, with officials saying this is nonsense and it is an Afrocentric pseudoscience being pushed to rewrite history, specifically their Egyptian history, and that it attempts to rob Egyptians of their history with false articles and zero evidence. You see this everywhere with Black Jesus, Black Santa, just everything. They have no actual historical figures of their own, apparently, so they have to steal ours while accusing us of cultural appropriation, while wearing Dutch braids and accusing white people of cultural appropriation for merely wearing braids that are called Dutch braids for a reason. Multiculturalism is poison. It's an attack against white Christianity and the sovereignty of our peoples across the entire West. Not in China do you see a surge of immigration being pushed by the Jewish powers that be politically. Not in Africa do you see a surge of immigration. Only in white Western nations do you see this push to replace us, this clergy plan being played out, this Jewish golem strategy to turn black against white. Jewish rabbis attempt to weaponize black anger and hate against slavery, which was a Jewish issue. Both the slave owners and the slave ships were majority Jewish, against white people in order to create some sort of Jewish paramilitary branch to go after Whitey. All along, their rabbis are making fun of blacks, calling them cushies, which is basically Hebrew for nigger. One Utah biotech company has now begun to implant brain chips in up to 50 people, supposedly to cure depression, blindness, and paralysis. But we know how it works. The science is always sold to us for our own good, and then used to control, dominate, and manipulate, or enslave us. There is no freedom with a brain chip, ever. I hope that you found this video to be of value, maybe even a little bit optimistic. I've had a string of negative videos lately because it's a lot of bad news. There is good news, but you're going to have to dive into my work to find it, because first you're going to have to believe in God and the power of prophecy, and those things are not as strong as they should be in this world. It's funny, as a lifelong atheist who finally looked into the Bible and investigated it and found out it was legit, the history was legit, the science was legit, and the prophecies incredibly had, beyond all mathematical odds, came true across hundreds of years with fine detail again and again and again. So I'm looking to the Bible for hope. I'm looking to the Bible for what comes next. And of course, I'm paying close attention to the political, social, cultural cues as well in geopolitics. Everything is coming together and there is hope. Just like in the land of Goshen in Egypt during the Exodus, when Moses pulled the people of God out from under Pharaoh's hand with the help of God, fighting the battles for him, with plagues and fire tornadoes and parting the Red Sea and all of that stuff that happened before those things happened, during the plagues, while the people were still in Egypt, there was safety in the land of Goshen. The animals were fine, there were no frogs, there were no swarms of locusts, there was no blood in the water. None of those things happened because God was protecting his people. So again, if you want hope, turn to God, not politics. But if you want to know what's happening, the cold, hard, dirty truth, turn to NemosNewsNetwork.com and continue to support us while you still have the right to do so. That's going to be gone soon, folks. What I'm doing now is going to be illegal soon, probably retroactive, and they'll come for me. And I don't know how I'm going to get my videos out to you. I'll do my best. I'm not going down easy. Let's go.
Pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was arrested. So why do we still know nothing about him? Well, we're finding out tonight some answers. The Wall Street Journal just got its hands on Jeffrey Epstein's private calendar, and it was a lot more suspicious than Brett Kavanaugh's. Epstein was meeting with the kind of people you'd think would steer clear of a convicted pedophile. Jeffrey Epstein was meeting with one of Barack Obama's top lawyers, Catherine Rumler. She met with Epstein dozens of times. Epstein even tried to set up Obama's lawyer to work for Bill Gates. How is Jeffrey Epstein a fixer between Obama's lawyer and Bill Gates? Epstein was also meeting with Joe Biden's CIA director. He wasn't CIA director at the time. He was Barack Obama's deputy secretary of state. William Burns was working for John Kerry at the State Department and meeting with Jeffrey Epstein, a known pedophile. And then Burns becomes CIA director. Huh. Today's director of the CIA went to Epstein's Manhattan townhouse where Epstein had sex with underage girls and, you know, where he filmed other men having sex with underage girls. And William Burns went there and was then promoted to the director of the CIA. Now, I wonder if the future CIA director saw the portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress hanging in Epstein's parlor room. A few years later, Epstein was arrested and then hung himself in a jail cell while security cameras just happened to not be working, and the replacement guards just happened to fall asleep. And 2 years later, Biden just happens to pick William Burns to run the CIA. So what are we supposed to think? It's never been more clear. Epstein was an intelligence asset. Not only was he working for the CIA, Israeli intelligence, maybe even Russia intelligence. So is the American government allowing an asset to traffic and molest teenage girls all over the world for intelligence? Were we allowing Epstein to commit crimes against children for blackmail material? Well, we asked the CIA director, William Burns, you know, why were you meeting with a convicted pedophile at his disgusting townhouse? And the CIA director said this. The director did not know anything about him, other than that he was introduced as an expert in the financial services sector and offered general advice on transition to the private sector. They had no relationship. So Obama's State Department official couldn't have asked anybody else in the entire country for help with a job in finance? He could have called any CEO, any hedge fund manager, any banking director. But he meets with Jeffrey Epstein, a guy that doesn't even really have a real business, a guy that doesn't even have a website, a guy that, as far as we know, only had one client, the CEO of Victoria's Secret. Huh. That doesn't add up, Burnsy. And this explains the sweetheart deal back in 2006. This explains the prison cell cover-up. And this explains why all the Epstein tapes went missing. Everything Epstein recorded, everything. Missing. Every property he owned. But when he died, the Fed seized all the tapes, and the only person who's ever been arrested since then was the madam, Maxwell.
Jeffrey Epstein found me almost immediately. He knew exactly where I was, the location. And I knew then that I was being filmed. I was being watched 24/7. There were cameras all over the island.
So the CIA has all the sex tapes, and they've been blackmailing like crazy. This is the blackmail jackpot. Hours of video starring the world's most important people in Epstein Island and the Manhattan townhouse and the Palm Beach estate and the New Mexico ranch. Bill Clinton was good pals with Jeffrey. Flew on the Lolita Express 26 times. Went to his private island. So when someone does something that doesn't make any sense, maybe it's because they don't want to be doing what they're doing. Maybe it's because someone's telling them what to do and threatening to release the tapes if they don't.